The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, the unofficial vote was continue learning how to do tshuva. We're going to the next halacha. All right. Okay. So Kol HaMitzvot. So we just got done with the steps of tshuva, which we'll really quickly over. So, I found a raya. What did I find a raya for? Where?
I
found a raya for my step that you need that recognizing the chait is a step for tshuva. Now it's not a raya from the Rambam, and obviously logically you don't need a raya, but they given who failed in that step in Torah. There's more than one answer.
Eliyahu.
Which one are you thinking of?
You're saying it's too harsh.
There's a time where there's explicit in the Chumash. There's explicit instances where people like where you can point to that pasuk and say this means that the person didn't recognize the chait, and then they're held accountable for that.
Maybe Melech, and that it was only because everyone was important to Hashem that he cared, but he didn't care for it.
Okay, that could be tied to motive. I was thinking of Cain. Okay, because Cain says, he's asked the question point blank, Ehevel Achicha, and he says, Lo Yadati. That's like a literal denial. Okay, yeah. So I'm getting this from the Radak on Tehillim Nun Aleph that Hakara Sachid, he says explicitly, is a step, the first step of Tshuva. So the Rambam doesn't say that, but I thought I'd mention it because we talked about it.
Oh, so that was the step zero.
That was the step zero. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that was Aziva Sachid, Yisrim Makshav to remove from your plans. You won't believe Rishal Yisrael Oud, resolve not to do it again. Regret what you did, which we said means that you recognize the only after you've gone through this tshuva process can you recognize, whoa, that's what I did. You can have guilt at the very beginning, but actual nechama cannot be said until you've like looked squarely at what you've done and said and it's moved you to the point where you are no longer going to do it again. And then Yahya Love Yudhi Talumas is calling God as a witness, which is really that so the way I was taking it, Fishman and I talked about it a little bit more. I was saying more that from the phrase Yodea Talmus in Tanakh, that he knows the Talmus Halev, and he knows in you that you believe you're not going to do it again. That you can't be faking yourself out. And then vidui. Okay, so this leads us now to Gimel. Kol hamisvade b'devarim v'lo gamar b'libo lazov. Anyone who confesses in words, verbally, v'lo gamar b'libo lazov, but does not resolve in his heart to abandon the sin, hare ze doma l'tovo v'sheretz biado. He is comparable to someone who is tovo in a mikvah with a sheretz, with a creepy crawly in his hand. She'in ha'tavila mo'eles ad she'ashlich ha'sheretz. The tevila is not effective until he throws the sheretz, right? You don't have to actually throw it, but until he lets go of the sheretz. V'chein hu omer, and likewise, as it says in Mishle, u'mode v'ozev yirucham, one who confesses or admits and abandons will receive mercy. V'tzarech lifrut es ha'chet, and you need to specify the sin. Shenemar, as it says, chata ha'am hazeh chata'a gedola v'yasu lehem elohe zahav. It's fine, because that's not them confessing. That's Moshe confessing on their behalf. This people has sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold. Okay, so what are the questions here?
What?
Okay, right. So the basic question is, what's the mashal, right? What is the mashal teaching about the sheretz biado? Tovel v'sheretz biado, right? Because you could just say, let's put it this way. If I said to you that anyone who is notel the arba minim with a chatzitza, it's ki'ilu tovel v'sheretz biado. like, is it just another way of saying it's like ma'akev? Like, obviously not, right? It's saying more than that. And I know it's not that, even that is not an exact analogy. So what do you get? What are we supposed to get out of the mashal? That's one.
And what's the havamina?
Okay, yeah, what's the havamina? That's another one, right? Right. I mean, obviously, if the definition of vidui is, sorry, lihizvadus visvazov belomar inyanus elu shigamar belivo, right? You say the things that you committed. So if you don't commit, then your vidui is just words. It's not even vidui, right? And in fact, that's how I would ask the question. Is this even vidui? I mean, you could say that's what it means, vidui b'dvarim, but yeah, that's right. So what's the hop mean? That's good, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay. What else? I think there's another, there's a classic question when you ask whenever someone brings two rayas.
Oh.
Namely, why you need both, right? In other words, it seems like we've made a pretty good argument why doing vidui without tshuva is not sufficient, right? So then why do we need to say v'chein hu omer umodiv ozev yirucham in Mishlei? Like, what does that add to it? And then that's the other question. That's the last question, which I've never thought of until this year. Sorry, lifrot is hachet. You need to specify the sin. What does that have to do with this halacha at all? This should be another halacha, or this should have been. What was that? It should be by vidui, right? So first, that's a good way to say it. And I would say, and it is in vidui. So in Perek Aleph, Ketan Mizvade, Omer Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pshati Lefenacha Vasisi Kach Vakach. So Kach Vakach means you plug in what you did. It's not like what Fistel was referencing this morning with the Mekadish Vazmani, or Rapesach referencing. I'd read this before also, that Rapesach said that the Aruch Shulchan says that the Nusach in Tefillah on Yom Tov of Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim is a result of like people misunderstanding a printing error, and that the sitter, you know, just said Mekadish Yisrael, and it says, and the times, and you're supposed to insert Mekadish Yisrael V'chak Matos, Mekadish Yisrael V'chak, you know, yeah. And like it became a thing where people just said Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim. But I think that's like a Das Yachid in the Aruch HaShulchan, and like, you know, the Kuntres has a whole shiur on the Rambam's use of the phrase Zmanim, like for Sefer Zmanim. So, but in other words, no one thinks that this means you're supposed to say the words kach v'kach. Obviously, you plug in what the chet is. So as Chaim, as this Chaim said, what is this doing in, what is Tzarek Lefrot HaChet doing in this halacha? As that Chaim said, what is it doing in Perek Sheni? And as I'm saying, what is it doing at all? It's already implied in Perek Rishon. Okay, I think those are the questions, right? Sure.
I have an answer to this, but I don't want to spoil my...
Oh, have you announced formally yet?
I have.
Okay.
This is the announcement.
Okay, this is the announcement. We have an announcement.
If you want to not be Q&A on Friday, I'm doing a formula on...
Yeah, which I have been through. Yeah, I went through this last year reading your. It was your dad's, right? Yeah, not yours, right? And it's a good year, but yeah. And I will be here if I can, but I might have to pick someone up from the airport. So, yeah. Okay. All right.
Someone.
Well, you don't know. There's two peoples.
I'm assuming your mother.
That's she's coming in the afternoon. It's Johnny. Yeah, Johnny's also coming in. Yeah. Anyway, not relevant. Okay. So what do we say about the whole Sheretz thing? Oh, and I have a new question. Okay, I have a new question, and I don't know if this is an answer. I guess that's part of my question. Is there is a phenomenon in the Rambam that one of the many reasons that I love the Rambam is, especially in the Mishnah Torah, is he is expecting you to cross-reference other areas where he talks about similar things, right? So it happens to be that there is, you know, we're familiar, I think, with the Rambam by Shofar, that Alpha Pish, even though it's a Gezer Sakasuv, Remez Yeshbo. Right, that even though the shofar is like a gezeres kasuv, just like an edict, there's an allusion in it, right? And that's where it says, you know, wake up, you sleepers from your sleep. So there's another famous case where he says remez yeshbo. I think it's the only other one.
When I guess
no, in my mind, there's three cases, but I'm pretty sure. But I only remember this one other one in mikvah.
Oh.
Okay, right. So let's just look there. And I've never actually thought about this in conjunction is, you know, we're already using mikveh in our halacha as a mashal, yeah. Right? Mikveh with the sheretz. So it's not crazy to say that this is related, but either way, you'll get a good Rambam at the end of mikvahs. Oh, and I was telling this to someone last week. For those who don't know, I said this, I know in Rambam Bakius in the past, you know, Rambam does he doesn't need me to say this, like, but he does a very skillful job of weaving in just enough of a fundamental idea in Tamei HaMitzvos for you to like extract all the stuff you need like on your own, you know? And where does he put Tamei HaMitzvos? At the end of sections. So he'll put it at the end, and not every section, but like at the end of, let's say, like, you know, Yeah, tzitzis, he'll put something that has to do with tamei mitzvos tzitzis, right? And at the end of you know, brachos, he'll put something there. At the end of sparim, he'll usually put something that is a tamei mitzvah for the entire sefer, and often is a bridge to the next sefer. Okay, that's another thing that is just good to know. So this is mikvahs, which is at the end of tahara, going into I never know how to pronounce it, nizkin. Mm-hmm. I don't think he holds nizikin.
Oh,
whatever, whatever it is. Yeah. So Ram says like this at the end. So he says, "Davar barur v'galui." This is in Mikvahs Yod Aleph Yod Beis. "Davar galu barur v'galui." It is a clear and evident matter. Shat tumos v'hataros gezeres hakasuvim. That halachic impurity and purities are a scriptural decree. The inam midvarim shadatosh adam machras osan, and they are not among the things that are obligated or compelled by the human intellect. Like you don't just naturally like guard against tumantara. V'hari hein bichlal chukim. They're included in the chukim. Okay, what's the difference between chukim and gezeres kasuv? I have no idea. V'chein, so too, hatavila min hatmeos, or tumos, tmei. Should say two, I don't know. Michlal chukim hi. It is included in the chukim. She'ina tuma tit otsoa shetavor b'mayim. Because tuma is not like dirt or filth that can be removed in water. We can't wash off halachic tuma. Right, Ella, because there's a kasafi. Rather, it's a scriptural decree. V'hadavar tali b'kavanas aleid, and the matter is dependent on the intention of the mind. Okay, this part actually might be important. L'fikach, therefore, amru chachamim tava v'lohuchzak ilu lo tava. That's why the chachamim say, if you were tova and you weren't huchzak. Now, I don't know how to capture the nuance in huchzak here, but plain pshat, if you don't have kavana to be tahor, then you're not tahor. Okay, so then he said, here's where he says the thing. The Alpha Pichain, Remez Yesh Badavar. Nevertheless, there is an illusion in the institution of tefillah. Okay, in other words, even though it doesn't actually wash off your tumah, there is an idea alluded to. Kishem Shamachavin Libo Latahir, Kivin Shatavol Tahar, just like someone who intends in his mind to be purified. Once he does tefillah, then he becomes pure. V'afal pi shelo nischadish begufo davar, even though nothing changed in his body, kach machavin libo l'tahir nafsho mitumas hanefashos. So too, someone who intends to purify his soul from the tuma of souls, shehein machshavos ha'avin v'deos haraos, which are thoughts of iniquity, which we saw in Hilchos Teshuva, right? That's in the second step of Teshuva, v'deos raos, and bad character traits, okay? For lack of a better translation. Kevin Shahiskin believable lifros meosam ha'etzos, once he consents or agrees in his mind to separate from these counsels, these stratagems, the hevi nafsho b'meha, now here we to gears the thing, and he immerses his soul in the water of, so this gears us as deos, okay, we'll see another one in a second, tahar, then he becomes pure. So once you agree to separate from these practical counsels, and you bring your soul in the waters of deos, then you become tahor. Harihu Omer, as it says, and here's another Yamim Noraim Teshuva pasuk. The Zaraki Alecha Maim Tahorim Utahartem Mikol Tumosechem Mikol Kiduvechem Atahir Aschem. I will sprinkle upon you waters of purity, and you will be purified from all your impurities, from all your filth. I will purify you. So the other Girsa says, okay. So the Doofus, the printed editions call it Mehadas, but also the Doofus. That's the this is the first time you're hearing it? Oh, because you weren't in Rambam. Yes. Okay, so plain. Okay. The standard editions of the Rambam that are riddled with mistakes are called Defus. Defus means the printed editions. Kafich says that in Yemen, then it was so well known that these things had errors that people, if they wanted to like insult you, they would call you a Defus, like just a published edition of the Rambam.
Which one is that?
All the standard ones you find on the. Whichever ones are printed like before Kafach and Frankel and then I think, I don't know if I came up with this or Jake Adler came up with this, that like in English it just happens to work out that you can call someone the doofus, you know. So now I extend it and call those Ramas the doofus Ramas, because they're just, you know, they've got a lot of mistakes. Yeah, so he said, so it's the doofus, but it's also the Frankel and the Kafach. Okay, so there are some good gear sellers to say this. So they say mehadas, once you immerse yourself in the waters of knowledge. And he says, ach b'ksisve hayat tibifnim. But in the manuscripts, the other manuscripts, then it's written the waters of deos. So that's a real machlokas here, right? It's like, yeah. Okay, so we have our questions cut out for us. So let's think about this for tomorrow and see if we can answer all of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, really quick. Minish here.
Not
yep. Okay, all right. Very good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.